This is episode 122, recorded on August 23rd, 2013. Peckard pokes at Russian cat burglar strikes again.
Say, friend, have you ever heard someone say something like this?
Luke didn't want to eat his sheep's brains with chopped liver and Brussels sprouts, but his father told him to think about the poor, starving children in a third world country who weren't fortunate enough to have any food at all.
Have committed a logical fallacy.
This is known as the appeal to emotion fallacy. You attempted to manipulate an emotional response in place of a valid or compelling argument.
Is this the right one for an argument?
I've told you once.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
When? Just now.
If you want to learn more about this logical fallacy or other logical fallacies, please visit yourlogicalfallacyis.com.
You can also now watch Peckard Pokes At on Atheism TV at youtube.com/atheismtv and, as always, on youtube.com/PeckardPokesAt. Come to the live show and chat with us on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time on vonlive.tv/PeckardPokesAt. See you there!
Do you really like Peckard Pokes At and want to promote the show? Then go to cafepress.com/PeckardPokesAt. There are hundreds of items available, including hats, shirts, hoodies, and so much more. Every purchase from cafepress.com/PeckardPokesAt helps support the show. Your Peckard Pokes At coffee mug is waiting for you.
Do you want to stream Peckard Pokes At on your iPhone or BlackBerry? Download Stitcher free today at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
You're on in 3, 2, 1.
This is Peckard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another fine edition of Peckard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Peckard Sonic. And joining us tonight from the far, far East Coast is Crystal Says So.
Good evening, sinners. Welcome to the Estrogen Show.
And this is a full-packed estrogen show. In fact, I have just grown breasts.
Let's see them.
And from the far left coast is Connie Practical Magic.
Bringing you state-of-the-art in soft-serve technology.
Yes. And self-serve technology around here.
Yes.
So, hey. And joining us from the southern border of our coasts is it's Robin Dupree. Robin Dupree Reed. There you go. I'll get it right one of these times. I'm just going to call you Robin, okay?
How about that? Hey, guys.
Welcome, Robin.
There you go. I apologize to everybody that's having a problem in the chat room.
Y'all, we can't load on our side either. We're not ignoring you.
Yes, we're not ignoring you. There, the chat room should be loading now. So if you can get in there, I'd greatly appreciate it. We've had all kinds of technical issues tonight, so let's just set those aside for right now. Let's get on to our first tech story for this evening.
Building a better future, science and technology.
The computer is an amazing thing, especially since now they can read your mind. Well, almost. Analyzing MRI images with this particular MRI that they've got set up, they've been able to basically, if you think about a word or something, they can actually see the word that you're thinking. It's in the beginning stages. It's a whole new technology that they're exploring right now. What's really interesting is that the people over in the Donner's Institute for Brain, Cognitive, and Behavior Radboud University has gone a step further. They've used the data from the scanner to try to determine what the test subject was looking at. Now, what's interesting about this is that at some point, maybe at some point in the future, we will be able to get this to actually be able to record our dreams. Or let's say if we get somebody who can't speak for some reason, we can hook them up to this and use it in all kinds of things. Crystal, your thoughts?
praise science. I mean, this is just a fascinating story, and I think the implications that's what we're going to be able to do with this eventually is just unreal, and it's kind of beyond what we can even think of.
Mm-hmm.
Functional MRI scanners have been used with the cognitive research, and it primarily tells where the brain areas are active.
Right.
And so now they're making it to where the scanner can actually read and print and show what the person is thinking.
Right.
It's just fascinating. MRIs have been used to do the contrast of the soft tissues, and it provides a scan that like CT scans cannot do and regular x-rays cannot do.
Right.
It's a very expensive scan anyway. I can't imagine how much these are going to cost. But just to be able to think that, you know, in the future and in the near future, we may be able to actually analyze and see people's dreams.
Yep. That's what I was thinking, too. It's just,
yes. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of dreams I'd like to be able to record and play. That goes like,
you know, what? I would never get hooked up to that because I would freak some people out.
I want to get freaked out. Hey, you know, some of these might be a good script to say, hey, someone might in Hollywood might go, hey, that's a good idea. Connie, your thoughts?
This article sent me flying to Wikipedia, you know, to look up words like linear Gaussian framework, which is like probability theory, and about the different kind of MRI machines that they're using. They had to use a 3T one because it was less sensitive to subjects moving. But what really stuck out in my head was the way that they were training the computer to recognize the letters sounded a lot like pareidolia, which is, you know, that whole thing, you know, you look at the moon and you see the man in the moon. We're teaching the computer to recognize the structure of the letters of the alphabet. That was the example that they gave. And I was thinking, wait, so we're going to teach computers how to see things that aren't there. But
hey, no, it's really the first step exciting. It's the first step to Skynet, you know.
Yeah, there we go. But no, it is really exciting, and not just dreams, but visualizations. And I guess I just thought, you know, I had not read that little bit that you picked up on, Packard, about people who can't speak, that we could be able to look into their brain. I'm going, why would you want this? You know, it's kind of, it was a little bit intimidating, I guess, but it's still very exciting.
Yeah, because think of it, if you have a patient that's hooked up in this and they can't speak, and they can, instead of having them to try to jumble around, or you get someone who's a paraplegic or something, they can't move, and they've got computers now where they can just, you know, they can just point to the screen with their eyes or something. But sometimes that technology's, well, it's not always available, but sometimes it's a little inaccurate. So this way, maybe if we can get this to see what they're thinking in this respect, we could have a conversation with them, find out what's going on. I think the possibilities are endless. Robin, your thoughts?
I thought that the story was fascinating, and you're right, the possibilities are just completely endless, but it kind of creeped me out a little bit. I mean, it's like that movie that I think Tom Cruise was in, that movie, what was that called, where they were arresting people for...
Minority Report.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Minority Report.
Sorry.
For, I couldn't think of it. So, but they're arresting people for crimes that they haven't committed yet, you know? So
yeah.
It kind of creeped me out in that respect, but you're right. The implications are just endless of what that could do.
Absolutely.
But I wouldn't want them reading my dreams either, so.
Yeah, well.
Well, isn't it subjective?
Yeah, I think it would be.
True.
But I think in this regard, I think that the fact is, if you could record your dreams, I mean, maybe if this were possible to do this, we could be able to set up our own DVRs and we could go, oh, hey, you know, that's a great dream, or oh, man, that's scary. We could just erase it. And it's not like it's going to go to a central hub or anything like that. Could you imagine the one thing, though, it's like we'll have a whole new channel on YouTube, the Dream Channel, you know, post your dreams. So, win a prize. I don't know.
But then the NSA would get a hold of it, and we'd all be screwed.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't trust the NSA to launder my clothes. I mean,
me neither.
That's, of course, that notwithstanding. But anyway, let's get on to our next topic for this evening.
It's the Onion Radio News.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
If you have a cat burglar in your area, then you should probably lock down your stuff, because your stuff was not going to be safe around a cat burger, especially if that cat burger is a cat. There's a guy out in Bristol, England. He's got a cat. His name is Norris. And apparently, since he lives in the city area, there's not a whole lot of wildlife and things like that. So the cat, instead of, you know, does what cats do, they bring stuff back for the master or the person they respect or the head of their clan or I don't know whatever cats think. But they would bring back – I've had this happen to my sister. The cat brought back a live bird and let it go in the kitchen. So the cat is doing this, except for the fact is it's not bringing back mice, things like that, for its owner. It's bringing back bras, bath mats, and other things like that. It's climbing into other people's cat doors and stealing their laundry and then bringing it back to their house. I can't say I've ever tried to train a cat. And they say you can, I mean, given enough time. But, you know, this would be the ultimate cat burglar. I mean, who would suspect, oh, there's a cat. Why is it carrying a jewel in its mouth? Who knows? I mean, this is almost like out of Batman and Robin with Selena Kyle, who's got the cats doing all their bidding. I mean, it's but the cat is just doing this on its own. Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. Crystal, your thoughts?
The only thing I kept thinking was like this was the cat version of Hoarders. animals do. They gravitate towards your underwear because that is the closest thing on your skin, mm-hmm. and it carries your own pheromones and stuff, and especially with their own owners.
Right.
I think this is just a cute story, but, you know, they said that they've already been able to reunite a number of items with people in the neighborhood, including the bras and the towel sets and the gloves. I would not claim that underwear back. Hell no, there's no way. But I mean, this is a cute story. I really enjoyed it.
Yes, it was just, and some of it were baby clothes and running gear. I mean, how do these people know that they're like, are you missing this running gear? Please contact me.
They put posters up.
Oh, yeah, I was like,
panties.
I found your panties. How'd you explain this? And then they say, oh, I'm sorry, my cat broke into your house.
You know what I would say? Yeah, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Connie, your thoughts?
I couldn't read this article and not think of Eartha Kitt. And I was like, Norris perfectly pilfering panties, boldly burgling bras while prowling the premise of the sleepy burg of Bedmeister. Bad kitty indeed.
I can't roll my R's like that.
I just sort of wondered if the cat was watching the owner, what was his name again?
Richard and Sophie Windsor, yeah.
His predilection on the internet and decided, you know, if you look in the house, is there like a rear window? Do they have a telescope? You know, go out there, kitty, get that one.
Go get the cat. Go get that.
Go get that bra.
I want to know what her boobs feel like. Bring it here. Oh, too funny. Too funny. Robin, your thoughts?
Norris is a fucking pervert. I don't know. Everybody drink.
That's right.
I don't know. That was kind of crazy.
Yes.
People's underwear? Come mm-hmm. on now, Norris.
Yeah, the funny thing is that cats do such bizarre things to begin with.
Cats are awesome.
Yes, they are. I mean, I came across this article a number of months ago, maybe last year, what some of the things that cats do, because they look real cute, like they purr, they rub against you and things like that. They're actually claiming property when they do that stuff, you know.
Right.
Cats have a whole social order in themselves that sometimes, I mean, I personally don't understand because I'm not a cat person. I don't study animals per se, but I know a little bit about them. But I know it's just amazing that the stuff that they do. Anybody have any last thoughts on this before we move on?
Well, I've been told, and since I've had a lot of cats, that the mother cat, when she starts bringing home little dead things,
mm-hmm.
you know, little things, that's what she's saying. They're saying, this is really good. You should go get this.
Mm-hmm.
The psyche of cats, I don't know.
Yeah. We should have the MRI machine read the thoughts of a cat.
That's a perfect use.
Hey, so why not?
That would be great.
Yeah, hey, maybe at some point, maybe in the future, maybe we'll be able to hook these up to animals and get their thoughts, too. Who knows? You know,
I don't want to know what dogs think. I do want to know what cats think, though.
I want to know what they're all thinking. But anyway. All right, let's get on to our next topic for this evening. If you're in Russia, and I don't know why you'd want to be there, especially with all the stuff that's going on over there right now. It used to be that the people over in Russia were pretty accepting of gays. And now the prime minister, their president, whatever his name is, whatever his title is, he's gone totally anti-gay. I have no idea as to why, but it's just downright fucking despicable and disgusting. I mean, I don't understand why. I mean, it seems like whatever we do here in the United States, Russia, like the Republicans, have to do the opposite. The Republicans pushing anti-gay stuff, so hey, the Russians go, hey, okay, we want to do the exact opposite of what the rest of the world is doing, so we're going anti-gay. This particular reporter who was over there came out on air and said, hey, you know, I can't stand all this anti-gay shit anymore, and for everybody out there, I'm gay too. And he was taken off air just like that. He said he's made enough money, so he is not protected, but he can live comfortably now, so he doesn't have to worry about getting a job or something like that. For a lot of gay people out there, this is not the case, and there is a lot of gay bashing and violence going on over there right now. It's just disgusting. If you cannot accept someone for who they love, male or female, based on their gender, then you have a problem. Crystal, your thoughts?
Oh boy, this was a big thing that's going on over there. You know, what he did, like you said, vocally protested during a news segment, which mm-hmm. I kind of understand. I mean, it's kind of like a time and a place thing. But you know, he's sitting here and he's quoting Harvey Fierstein, who is a gay playwright and actor and has been a very a hardcore advocate for the LGBT community.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, when evil shows its face, you have to answer.
Yep.
And the part of me that actually is like supports that so heavily, that just really hit home. And the little rebel in me thought that was just excellent. I mean, I thought that was just wonderful what he did.
Yes.
You know, Vladimir Putin signed this into law where homosexuality cannot even be discussed, where there might be minors hearing the conversation.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a scary thing to think that anybody has got that much power that they can do that.
Yes, it really is. And he went on to say, being here in the Kremlin-funded propaganda network, I'm going to wear my gay pride suspenders, and I'm going to speak out against the horrific anti-gay legislation that Vladimir Putin has signed into law that, when it is passed by the Russian Duma, that criminalizes homosexual propaganda and that effectively makes it illegal to talk about homosexuality in public.
Exactly.
And quite frankly, I find this their actions of the government incorrigible right now. My daughter's going to be going back to college here shortly, and one of the languages she's going to learn is Russian. And that Russian language has always fascinated me ever since I was a kid myself. I never got to learn it, but it's just, I thought, well, hey, they're starting to be a little more progressive. They're starting to, you know, join the rest of the community as a world. And now this, we're supposed to have our Olympics over there. And, you know, the Winter Olympics, I think they're saying, well, don't bother boycotting it or whatever. I think the president came out and said, no, it doesn't help to boycott this. You know, I think it does help to boycott it. I mean, I think in this instance, I think the president is wrong, and it should be boycotted because it is not something that we should be telling the people, hey, this is acceptable.
Exactly. Government does not need to be in my bedroom.
That's right. The government does not need to be in anybody's bedroom. Republicans, Russians, I mean, they both start with R. Hey, you know, there's the connection. Connie, your thoughts?
Well, I'm trying to remember, why did we boycott the Olympics in 1980?
I don't remember.
About Soviet troops. And to be honest, I wouldn't boycott it over war. I would boycott it over human rights.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a human rights issue, absolutely.
And this is what this is. I think the only thing I had a problem with, again, I don't know his motivation. I don't know how long he'd said he would appear on this news show.
Mm-hmm.
But he was supposed to go on there and talk about the Bradley Manning case. And mm-hmm. he came on there and he talked about something else. I mean, he definitely got attention for it. So I suppose in the end, it all worked out well for this journalist who has a huge sheepskin of publications he's written for. He's
right,
very, very well known. I don't know. I kind of think that it not appearing and then making his own statement other places maybe could have been a better way to do it, but I won't tell somebody else how to, you know, say what they want to say. I just think that it's really brave that he did this. And
yeah, I think it is too.
I don't understand why. Yeah, and the whole thing about Putin and what they're, how they are trying to make it all about the children. It's all about the children. We don't want the children to hear about gays because they think it's, but the bottom line is they think, well, yeah, by telling kids about gays, then they'll become gay is what it really seems to boil down to me. And I'm going, well, that's ignorant and stupid. And
oh, yeah, I agree.
Yeah. But the weird thing is, I guess that some Christian conservative groups are actually on board with Russia because of this, which is like, that's a weird bedfellow.
Yeah.
But no. I'm hoping that the European Court of Human Rights will repeal this.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, though, when they let Snowden stay, I thought, well, okay, it's not so bad. I mean, they're showing, you know, hey, they were getting ready to kick him out and everything, but they kept him at the airport like forever. And they said, okay, we'll let you stay here, you know, because right now, if you blow the whistle on the government as it is, or for whatever reason, they want to throw you in jail. And they said, well, we're going to give you immunity on this, or we'll give you sanctuary, as it were. And I thought, okay, well, you know, that's fairly progressive. And they didn't say, hey, we're going to throw you in jail until the United States can come pick you up. Of course, then they turn around and pull this shit. It's like, I'm torn on what their motivations are now. It just, what if, now, what went through my mind today was, when I was reading this again, what if Snowden was gay? Would they have let him in? Would they? Because they this is what they're going to do at the Olympics. If you're gay and you, like, show you're holding hands with another guy, or you're a girl holding hands with another woman, and you're over there for the Olympics, they will arrest you, throw you in jail for several to 10 days, and then deport you. So what if he had been gay? Do you think they would have just said, oh, well, you've got all these secrets locked up in your head. Even though you're gay, we'll let you stay anyway?
No, I think the secrets would have been more important to them than the fact that he's gay. Because, it wouldn't have mattered
right
to them that he was gay.
Yeah, what are your rest of your thoughts on that there, Robin?
I applaud this guy. It was extremely brave of him to do this on air like that, especially on air in Russia.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for that. I don't understand what's going on over there in Russia either. And it makes me wonder, did Scott Lively take a trip to Russia at some point, like he did in Uganda?
Mm-hmm.
Did he go there? I don't. It seems that way because all of a sudden the Russians are against gay people.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he had a bad experience. Maybe he had a three-way, and he's like, oh, this guy's trying to poke me.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Putin.
You know, what's usually happens with people who are the most people against gay people are usually the ones who are having the most homophobic thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No, you're right. The thing is why do people focus on the sex, the act of homosexual sex, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they focus on the sex act? Why can't, I mean, I don't focus
I
on
know.
What a man and a woman does.
Yeah, well, you know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there
why
was
a. Why do they focus on only the sex? That's what pisses people off.
Yeah, I've heard some Christians say, well, because two women and two guys can't have a baby together, and people are supposed to get married just so they can have kids. I said, well, what if you get a guy and a woman who just can't have kids?
Exactly. Do we have to make them divorce now because they can't have kids?
Or say, oh, well, you find out ahead of time if they can have kids, and if they can't, then they're not allowed to get married? And then I've had them go, well, I don't know. Oh, really? You don't know? I thought you said the marriage is supposed to be just for procreation. But now all of a sudden, because even though it's a man and a woman, now all of a sudden you don't know? Or is this, oh, they got to have married kids? Where the fuck is your morals, you know?
Exactly. Listen, when I came to YouTube, it wasn't really to, like, get into debates and crap with Christians.
Mm-hmm.
My purpose was that right for people to marry whoever they want to,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I came onto YouTube basically to argue with homophobes,
right.
okay?
Well, I thought, don't.
You argue with them and you ask them questions, they don't care about two women.
Mm-hmm.
Homophobes don't give a shit about two women.
It's just the two
their
guys.
Their issue is two men having sex. That's all
Thank
their
you.
Issue is.
Yes. Yeah.
That's I mean, all the issue is.
I don't.
They could care less about two women.
Yeah. The stupidity is just boundless by these people. But anyway, we'll pick up on some of that stuff that you're talking at the interview there. So don't give it all away.
Sorry, it just pisses me off.
I know it pisses me off too that these people can't be more open. I'm just like, hey, it's like, well, I disgust you. Well, hey, there's a lot of things that in life that disgust me. That doesn't mean I have to stop everything from happening just because I don't like it. It's none of my What happens in the bedroom between two consenting adults, none of my business and none of their business. And
Absolutely.
I don't understand why they think it's such a big fucking deal. All these problems that are in the world right now, and they're focusing on how people are having sex. It's just fucking ridiculous. Anyway.
It makes me wonder if Russia is just doing this to be
controversial,
like they said, controversial and the opposite of, you know, trying to go the opposite of what the way we're thinking here.
Yeah, that's what I was saying at the beginning there. Yeah, because well, the United States is going forward. Let's go backwards.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, all right. Let's get on to our next topic for this evening.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
Tonight's topic. People always say that God is getting angry about something. God doesn't like the gay people. God doesn't like people having boobies exposed. God doesn't like someone going over there and fucking this woman. Now, the question here is, does God have a right to even get angry? Since he's supposed to know everything in advance, why would he get angry about it? If he is in charge and he knows what's going on before we do it, can you really say you can be legally get angry about something? If I set certain objects in motion that happen, or if I know that they're going to happen, I wouldn't be angry about it. I mean, of course, that's just my rational mind going, hey, I wanted this to happen. If I set the glass down and I know it's going to fall, can I get angry that it fell and broke? Because I knew if I set it in a certain way that it was going to fall, not could fall, because could would imply that, hey, it might happen, it might not. If I knew it was going to fall, then I have no right to get angry. I mean, I could be angry at myself because I knew in advance that for sure that was going to happen, it was going to fall. Then you could be angry at myself. I could be angry at myself. I'm not going to be angry at the glass. I'm not going to be angry at my daughters or anybody else for any reason. Just myself. So if God is going to be angry with somebody, he's going to have to be angry with himself. So we're going to start the time on this, and we're going to start with Robin. You're going to go first, and the time there it is. The timer is right over here. There it is, and timer starts now.
No, he has no right to be angry. I think God is probably suffering from paranoid schizophrenia. He decides to create something that he knows is going to happen. He's almost like a two-year-old child,
mm-hmm.
Okay? The two-year-old child wants something to happen a certain way, okay? He creates it and knows it's going to happen.
Right.
When it doesn't happen right, he throws a shit fit and destroys everything.
Right. And the thing is, that, you know, if he already knew, but he knows everything. He's supposed to. He knew it was going to go wrong.
He knew everything was going to happen.
Right.
He knew. I mean, he knows from the get go. All this crap is going to happen. But no, let's just wipe out the entire world once, twice, as many times as he feels necessary until
right.
he gets it right.
Yeah, and then the fact is that it's like, oh well, God's going to come back and wipe away everybody away. Or, like, look at Sodom and Gomorrah. God looked down and was like, huh, look at all these people having sex. I didn't like to have the way they had sex. They're having sodomy and things like that. So
but
I'm
it was
start
okay for Lot to offer his two daughters to be fucking gang raped?
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, and he's the only righteous man. He was the only righteous man that they could find in Sodom.
Exactly.
But he offered his daughters to be gang raped.
Right, and if that's...
That's so righteous.
Yeah, exactly, and that's... Well, you know, in God's eyes, women are garbage. They're not worth anything because there's another one where they throw the women out to the guys, and they raped them until they fucking died. But
right.
But the fact is, did God say anything? Oh, you should have done that. No. But he's okay with that, you know. But we're kind of getting off topic.
Sorry.
That's okay. But the fact is, he knows all this shit was going to happen. Like, and going back to Sodom and Gomorrah, he knew that everything was going on there. Why would he get angry with his children? Because, and we're supposed to, if we're all made in God's image, we're all God's children, then why would he get angry with us for doing the things he knew we were going to do? That doesn't make any sense.
And if we're all made in God's image, doesn't that make God bisexual? I mean, it does, right?
I never thought of that. That's interesting.
Well, it does, because he likes it both ways.
Yeah.
So he created us.
Yeah. And
he created gay people. He created straight people.
Yep.
He must like it both ways.
Exactly. And, you know, the thing is, and everybody says, oh, God hates porn. Fuck you guys. God
watches porn every single day.
Right. He's watching you fuck. He's watching me fuck. He's watching everybody fuck. I mean, he's watching the gays fuck. He's watching the lesbians fuck. You know, hey, then he's watching. If he's watching everybody fuck, we're just porn for him. So, hey. All right.
Well, you know, I don't think a God exists. So the question is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
What irritates me more is the people who on earth who are passing judgment. Isn't that a sin in and of itself?
Yeah, judge not, thou shalt be judged. Yep.
So if there is a God up there, aren't they the ones who are going to hell? Not you and me. Right?
Right. I would say the people who are judging other people for the way who they love and so forth. So,
exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, Connie, your thoughts.
Well, believers will allow God anger because God is righteous, and Jesus paid for the bill of sin, so he kind of wipes out that whole Old Testament thing. Usually, when I looked up about anger, it always popped up, are you angry with God, when I was looking in search engines,
mm-hmm.
which... Just, I came to the conclusion that as a Christian, as believers, they say, it's not you, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't blame God, and they blame themselves. You know, they blame themselves for the state of, you know, and they allow their abusive spouse, which is God, to sweet-talk them into letting him off the hook
mm-hmm.
until the next time. And the weird thing is, it really is you. I think that's the strangest thing of all, because... Like those thrillers where the person is not a twin but a split personality,
mm-hmm.
you are your own abuser.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so when people realize that, if people would come to the point where they realize that God is not proven, he's imaginary,
mm-hmm.
and a construct of our own mind, we realize that we could be free, that we are, you know. So, it doesn't make any sense. We've imbued God with human attributes.
Right.
Again, you know, that's all that is.
Right.
And there's no way a perfect being would be angry about this.
Yeah, and why would he fucking give a shit to begin with? I mean, if he... Yeah. And I was watching Robin's video earlier tonight. She's like, well, God made breasts. So if God made breasts, then why would he get angry if people showing them? Doesn't make sense. Crystal, yeah. Your thoughts?
This is one that I kind of really struggle with, because I have to agree with you guys. I mean, it's just illogical. It doesn't make any sense. If you're all-knowing, all-loving, creator of all things, how can you be angry when you know this is going to happen?
Right.
And, you know, coming from a Christian point of view, when you look at it, just like in Psalms, the Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and, like, more to love, anyway, is something like that. and then you look, and the Bible is filled with a ton of things about God's wrath, God's anger.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't put a whole lot of faith in that theory.
Yeah, the thing is, I see it as like this. I see the natural world. I don't see a God, reason for a God, or any God for that matter. So the fact is that God's getting angry. It's just people are trying to use the natural laws that are going on around them to explain something. You know, humans see correlation between two different things. But sometimes those correlation does not equal causation. And people have still not learned that. we have an earthquake. Oh, well, it must be the geyser causing the earthquake. No, it's not. It's just that, you know, hey, the Earth is, we're on a living planet. Things shift around. And it says not because people are getting married that you don't like. That's not any of that there. So, well, we have about, what, 8 seconds left here?
Well, you know, Dawkins said something in the chat room. He said, if Jesus loves everyone, doesn't that devalue his love?
Oh, there you go.
There you go. That's true.
There you go. All right. Well, that's our time. I'm going to have somebody else do the timer from now on so I don't go over. So I was watching. I was being a little more careful today. But, yeah, the fact is that a God is going to get angry. So if you think your God has a right to get angry, he already knows the outcome. If he already knew the outcome, he doesn't have a fucking right to get angry. Neither if you do something wrong and you know you did it, if you know the outcome of what you're going to do is going to happen, you're going to break something, something's going to fall, something's going to crash, whatever that is, and then you get angry over it, then you have a problem. All right, let's get on to our next topic for this evening. Our funny tweet tonight comes from Sunny Dog Spy. I always like it when my dog's spying on me. Our funny tweet from Sunny Dog Spy says, took a leak in the Rose Garden. Hope the NSA can spy on P-mail. Ha ha. So.
That's hilarious.
Because, you know, if you know anything about dogs, when they do pee on something, that is like an, well, I don't want to say email. It is in a way, P-mail, because they leave scents behind for other dogs to smell. And they go, hey, this type of dog is here, and I'm marking my territory. I don't want you over here, and things like that. That's basically how dogs communicate. And that's one way they communicate, other than, you know, the incessant barking at 4 a.m. in the morning. So, Crystal, your thoughts?
That was funny. I don't know what else to say. I liked it.
Okay. Connie, your thoughts?
Don't spy on my P-mail. I don't know. I can't imagine what the NSA would think about any of my posts. I don't know. Really? You're that bored?
Yeah.
I'm sorry for you.
Yeah. Robin, did you have any thoughts on this?
It was hilarious.
Okay. All right.
The NSA just scares me. Yeah,
the NSA.
Yes, they do.
Yes. Okay.
Should I be scared?
I would. If they start looking into P-mail, I would be scared too. All right, let's get into our next topic for this evening.
Hey, you guys!
And our shout out tonight is from Connie, and Connie's is from Subman USN. That's SubmanUSN. Connie, can you tell us a little bit about Subman USN?
Yes, his Twitter name is Submariner, and Subman USN is his YouTube channel.
And it's his Twitter name, too.
Yeah, he's ex-Navy. He tells a lot of stories on YouTube and talks about his days in the Navy. He's an atheist. He has a blog. He has a lot of discussions about the men's rights movement. He's made over 6,000 tweets and has 246 followers. He also blogs and tweets about many other things, and he's just a really well-rounded and a calm, metered voice. I really love him a lot. He's a good friend of mine, and I think everybody should check him out.
Yes, definitely. He sounds like a neat guy. I looked at his page there. He's got a little submarine coming up out of the water or going in. I don't know which one it is. It's hard to tell. But I looked at it. When I first looked at it, it looked like a hat or something. I was like, what the hell is that? Oh, it's a subhead.
Yes.
Well, you know, that's interesting because I don't personally see a whole lot of people that are writing, posting, or blogging about men's rights. And so he had some interesting things on his page.
Yeah, because most people think that, you know, that guys just own everything, and so we should have all the rights we do. But, you know, there's a whole lot of stuff that's going on out there that there is a lot of inequality across the board, both sides, not just men against women or women against men, but it's all over the place.
Well, I'm for people's rights. I'm for human rights.
Me too.
I don't,
exactly. You know,
yep.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. And I'd like to look at something. I see something. I say, okay, how does this affect everybody? Not just men, not just women, but everybody. But some people just either they can't either get past skin color or gender, and that's usually the two big things. And if we can get past these two things in this country or in this planet, for matter, then I think then we could finally move ahead as a human species, and that I think that's what we really need to start doing. But anyway, a little off topic there. But if you're out on Twitter, and if you're not on Twitter, why aren't you? Give SubmanUSN a follow. That's SubmanUSN. Okay, let's get into our next topic for this evening. And tonight's special guest is Robin Dupree Reed. I kind of screwed that up at the beginning, but...
Thank you.
I got it that time.
Yay!
She's a predominant YouTuber, and she has some very interesting stuff on her channel. What I really like about your channel there, Robin, is you... David Letterman used to do this thing here. He would, like, when he'd have his stuff on his index cards, and he'd flip them away. And you do that at your camera, and sometimes it hits the camera. I think that to me, that's just hilarious. I don't know why. It just speaks. Oh, okay, this is funny. But anyway, I have some general questions here for you first.
Sure. Thank you for comparing me to David Letterman.
Oh, you're welcome. I like that. I only compare the best people with the best people. So.
Thanks.
I know you've talked about this on your channel, but were you ever religious?
No, I was never religious. I was born into a Catholic family. My mother is a devout Catholic. I went to Catholic school, but I've always been very skeptical. I never bought into the whole thing. I mean, I did believe in God for a time, but always had a lot of questions. And I've said this on my channel before. Don't ever ask in Catholic school, how do two people populate the entire earth?
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever ask that in Catholic school.
Yeah, they did that on Fox one day. Some kid asked the preacher, they always come on, is like, I don't know. Uh-huh.
Oh, no. In Catholic school, you get grabbed by the hair and dragged down the hallway, so.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's not fun.
But no, I was never religious. I did believe in God only because, you know, that was what to do, because I was in a family that believed in God, you know?
Right.
But I always had a lot of questions. I was always very skeptical.
Yeah, I understand that. Grew up in a family of Lutherans, and so we didn't discuss it a whole lot, but it's like, well, everybody just believes in God, so you should just too. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. My next question here is for you. There's not a whole lot of women in the atheist movement right now. I mean, the numbers are increasing. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, why do you think that there's the numbers are so low right now, and why do you think that the numbers should get not bigger, but I mean,
should get bigger. We have a voice, and I don't want to make this out to be a feminist thing, because it's really not. I don't really even consider myself a feminist.
Right.
But we have a voice, and I don't know why there's not so many women. I really can't answer that. I wish there were more. I'm going to tell you, I have 550, 560 subs, and I would be willing to bet that 500 of them are men.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't understand why there aren't more women. I'm sure there are more women who are atheists.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why they're not vocal and here on YouTube. I don't know. I've always been very vocal about everything. I'm not shy, so.
Oh, that's good. We need more women like you out on the front lines of the atheist movement to...
I wish they would step... I really do. I wish they would step up. There's nothing to be afraid of. I mean, voicing your opinion is... I mean, it's your right to do it.
Exactly. So. Exactly. I see sometimes you have these interesting transitions on your channel when you do transitions on your videos. What do you use to edit your videos?
You already know I'm kind of computer illiterate, because you've had to take over my computer a couple of times.
Well, I'll just help out a little bit. But
I just use the YouTube, the video editor thing. Oh. That's all I use.
Oh. So you just...
It took me a long time to figure that out, because I'm going to tell you my first probably five videos, it's all one take. It's just all one take, and like if I screwed up, I had to start over. I didn't know what I was doing. I had to start over from the beginning. So all of my, like my first 5 to 10 videos are all one take until I figured out how to, you know, put things together.
Ah, so it's been a learning experience then for you.
So far, yes. It's just, I'm still learning, actually. Oh, but I like it to be raw like that and simple.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. On this show, everything's complicated.
I see that.
Hence why we got started a little late tonight. What inspired you to get onto YouTube and start posting your videos?
I, for a while, I was just on Facebook, and I wrote a blog on Blogger. And I had maybe 50 tops, you know, loyal readers. Mm-hmm. And I would post it, you know, do my blog on Blogger, post it on Facebook, and I would let it get posted on Twitter as well. But I don't really go on Twitter, but mm-hmm. People started blocking me and stuff on Facebook, friends and family members.
Oh, don't you love that when that happens? When it's like, oh my gosh, they're speaking out against God. Blocker, because that might seep into our brains.
And most of my things were about news stories. It wasn't, you know, in your face atheistic at all.
Mm-hmm.
It was more about news stories that pissed me off. And then, of course, the election came around, and I'm from Louisiana. Most of my family is Republican, so the
my
stuff
condolences.
That I was posting, they did not like very much at all.
Yeah.
So,
my condolences on the family of Republicans there.
I know, right? So, I posted a comment on a football player's Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Chris Cluey.
Mm-hmm.
He was the punter for the Minnesota Vikings last year, I think. And he wrote a letter to a Republican in Baltimore, Maryland, who wrote a letter to the Baltimore Ravens owner,
mm-hmm.
Telling him he needs to censor his players because one of his players was coming out for marriage equality.
Oh.
Chris Cluey wrote this letter to this guy,
mm-hmm.
that was amazing. People should Google this.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing. Exactly what I would want to say to this man.
Mm-hmm.
And I posted a comment on his Facebook page that said, young man, you crawled inside of my head and got all the words right out of my head.
There you go.
And then I said, I want to hug you and fuck you and marry you. Okay?
Not necessarily in that order.
I said it just like that. Almost immediately, a stranger was friending me on Facebook. And I didn't normally, you know, friend strangers.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. And he and I started talking a lot. And he's the one who got me to come on YouTube. His name is Satan's Pen Pal.
Satan's Pen Pal.
Yeah. He's on YouTube. His name is Satan's Pen Pal. He's a
militant
atheist, I guess you can call him.
Okay.
And he doesn't make videos, but he does a lot of commenting and stuff. But he got me onto YouTube. He said, you need to go on there and you need to just start, you know, debating the Christians and so forth. I never intended to make videos. Fish Head Salad, he kind of pushed me into the videos. And Mr. Greycoat pushed me kind of over the edge. He told me, Robin, get your fuck off sized opinions on video, and I did. So
I like Fishhead Salad's channel too. He's got a great. He's got some really great videos.
He's the best. He's fantastic. Him and PW Swivel, they're the best.
Yeah, I like the stuff when he talks about Mr. Clown Shoes.
And oh just, yes, absolutely.
Those are hilarious. Those are fucking hilarious. I want to see more of those. And I know he's in the chat room tonight, so.
We
miss you. Just get some out there. We got another quick question here. Sure. What do you do outside of your YouTube persona? I mean, what do you do like for work on the real? You don't have to give the name of the company or anything like that. But just what do you do?
I work in retail and mm-hmm. I work in restaurant. Part time, I wait tables at a restaurant.
Really?
And I actually manage 2 very big cosmetic counters.
Wow.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
That's all right.
I can't tell you the brands or anything.
No, I don't want anybody come looking for you because you get your name right out there. So
exactly.
Not that hard
to
find.
Well, they can find me, I mean, if they really wanted to.
Right, exactly. But, yeah, it's really interesting to find out what other people do. I mean, myself, I have a regular job, too, but my job is I just drive around, sort of. Right. So people come from all walks of life. Everybody seems to think that because we're an atheist, we're all like scientists or some shit like that. It's like, right. No, we're just regular people.
Mm-hmm. Now, right. And I live in the South. I live in the Bible Belt. Mm-hmm. I live in a little town that's very Christian. Mm-hmm. And where I wait tables, like on Sunday, I'm feeding the Christians every Sunday.
And they love the chicken in the Sunday.
Oh, my goodness gracious. They leave me the little pamphlets sometimes instead of money. And,
oh, that's always nice. Oh, you,
yes.
We won't give you money because we're going to give you God.
Exactly.
Because you might spend money on yourself to, you know, feed your family, but we don't. We want you to live for death. Here you go.
Exactly. I might pay my rent with the money you give me.
Right.
Can I pay my rent with this little pamphlet? No.
I'll just tell that to my landlord. You know,
exactly. I'd like to pay.
Yes, I'd like to pay you, but these these nice Christian people said, you know, you don't need rent money. You just need the word of God. You know,
oh, man.
That'll go over like a fart.
And drop it in the offering plate, Robin.
Exactly. Well, I should, right? Just scoop them all up, go into a church, and drop it into their offering plate.
There you go.
Watch it combust.
It's recycling.
Exactly.
No, for me, I'd go right in the trash.
I save them and I use them in my videos sometimes.
Oh, do you? So. Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
I got all kinds of props.
There you go. Hey, everybody needs a good prop. What's the best? One of the best videos you've ever seen on another channel besides, you know, Packard Pokes At?
Of course, all of your videos are the best.
Oh well, thank you. Turn my head, make me blush.
PW Swivel's I Am Not a Monster is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
The one he just posted where he's basically giving Cheeky from the Atheist Hub, Cheeky Vimto or something?
I'm not sure.
He's kind of giving him a shout out when the monster is playing the piano.
Oh, really?
It's pretty awesome. You should go check it out.
Oh, you'll send me the link after the show.
Yeah, and Fishhead Salads, several of his videos are very good in the Godspell, mm-hmm. the whole Godspell series.
Oh, yeah, those are good, too.
All of those are absolutely amazing.
Yes, I like those. Those are excellent videos. I think I've seen all of them, if not most of them, anyway. Yeah. All right, I'm going to turn over I'm not going to take up all your time, myself anyway. I'm going to turn over to the questioners to everybody else here. Crystal, okay. What are your questions for Robin?
Robin, just first of all, it's nice to meet you, and we're thrilled to have you here tonight. We've been looking forward to you coming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Crystal. You too.
You're very welcome. I think the only question that I kind of came up with, and it's kind of came out of the conversation you and Packard were having, is what do you think about the Atheism Plus movement? And, you know, it seems like there's a lot of real kind of hardcore feminist people that are in there. I think more women than men that I've noticed. And just what's your take on that?
I think most of us feel the same way about that. Why is there a plus after atheism?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm an atheist. It only means that I don't believe a God exists. That's all it means.
Right.
Plus, I don't get it. I don't understand it. And these women that you're talking about, these hardcore feminists, these radical feminists, is the reason why women who want to really do something for other women can't call themselves feminist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because they have this reputation it's just gone crazy. How can, these women think that all men are potential rapists.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Are you fucking kidding me? I have two grandfathers. I had a father. I have two brothers. I have a son. I have a grandson. They are not potential rapists.
Exactly.
I don't understand that whole movement at all.
No, it seems like it's just like really venom filled to me. I mean, I just almost feel toxic when I read it. You know,
it is venom filled. It's mm-hmm. disgusting.
Yeah, I don't see the whole point of the plus movement either. I mean,
we're just an atheist. That's it.
That's it. Yeah, that should be. I don't see any reason to add a plus to it. I mean, you can be a humanist. You can be whatever. You know, then if we have to add a plus to atheism, we have to add a plus to everything in our lives. We might as well say, I'm a man, plus this, plus that, plus that, plus that. You know, then it just becomes pedantic and repetitive and then just fucking stupid after that.
It really is. And then look at all the problems that is going on in that little organization. I guess it's an organization. Mm-hmm. I think it's maybe started with somebody wanting to be the leader of something, you know, right. Like whoever is like the leader of it. They just, that's all it was, is they wanted to be the leader of something.
Yeah.
I don't really pay much attention to it. I see it popping up on YouTube every once in a while, but I really don't give it much attention, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
Except when one of these women are screaming at, you know, screaming in some guy's face.
Right. Oh, yeah, but I've seen the women, these videos of women, they're just like...
That's unreal.
They get these women out there that are screaming, hey, I'm fucking talking here, don't you stop talking, I'm asking you a question, don't answer me until I stop you. And it's like, what the fuck? It's like... Damn.
Exactly.
I mean, I understand, you know, women have been in this country and in a lot of places in the world have been put down. But, you know, a lot of that was because of religion. I mean, the atheist movement is not something, you know, we're trying to make it equal across the board. Granted, there's problems. We're humans. We're going to have problems. We're trying to work this out. But we have to work together. Before I get it back up on my post here.
You're going to get on your soapbox again.
Yes. I have to stand a little taller in this video here. Crystal, do you have any other questions for Robin?
No, I don't have any questions. I'm just going to be known as Crystal Plus from now on.
Plus awesome.
That's right.
Hotness
on a stick. Don't forget it.
There you go.
No, but thank you, Robin. I mean, that's interesting to me. If I'm a Christian, but I do like to go look. But I find myself just almost like, I can't even look at what they're doing. It's just, it's sickening.
Yeah, it really is.
Most of us, I think, don't like it. I mean, I can only ever speak for myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Sure.
I can only ever speak for me. But it seems like most people don't really like it.
Yeah.
I mean, from the people that I talk to, there's no consensus there. Most people don't like it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hate. It's just a lot of hate, a lot of anger, and...
You're absolutely right.
We get
enough hate from religious people who, I don't know, that most of them think like we're devil worshippers or something,
right.
You know, or like.
Well, I got my horns around here somewhere. Hang on,
exactly. Well, you know, I do.
I gotta excuse me a minute. I gotta go and sacrifice a goat. You know,
I did want to say that I enjoy your videos. I like the way that you do them and sitting there. I just feel like I'm sitting there on the couch with you, you know, and I enjoy that kind. So I really do. Your videos are great.
Okay. Connie, do you have any questions for Robin?
I have a couple. First of all, where do you find your fundy posts?
There's a website called Fundy Say the Darndest Things on Facebook that I've been reading for a few years now, and I used to just sit here all by myself and just click through them and just laugh my ass off all by myself here in my apartment. I'm kind of running out, so I'm looking for other places to find them because, mm-hmm. Man, I have fun doing that.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, well, if I hear anything, I'll shoot them over to you.
Well, I've been trolling, like, this week. I don't know if y'all saw it this week, tonight, the one I posted tonight. I used some quotes from, like, Pat Robertson and Ray Comfort and so forth. So,
oh, yeah.
I can have that. That could go on for years.
Mm-hmm.
Years.
Pat, yeah.
Yeah, you hear his recent one? He's saying that Christians are the new blacks.
Christians are the new blacks. Mm-hmm. I said that in my video tonight from Brian Fisher, actually.
Oh, is it Brian Fisher? Yeah.
He was whining about Christians being discriminated against, and he said, Christians are the new blacks.
I have particular hate for Brian Fisher myself.
Yeah.
Oh, Brian Fisher. Brian Fisher is
a dick.
He is a dick.
My goodness gracious.
Give him a dick hat.
Yeah. Not mine.
Oh,
no.
And I was going to ask you, too. You're going through the Bible. I'm curious, how far are you going to take this? Are you going to go all the way through?
I don't know. I'm telling you, I'm kind of enjoying reading it. And when I first started it, now I know I've mentioned this guy before, Satan's pen pal. He is the one who gave me the idea. It was his idea. And when I started it, I was kind of serious. I wanted to read it. I wanted to ask questions. I wanted Christians to come on and answer them. Well, that's not happening. I do have one on my last post that came on and actually was asking me questions, not really answering anything. But I was kind of serious at first, but now I'm just kind of having fun with it, I think. Yeah. It's gotten so utterly ridiculous. Listen, I've read it before, but a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I guess I'm reading it with new eyes now. But, oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, when you take the God quotient and God done it out of the God equation.
Done it.
You have Parent of the Year. Are you actually going to do, like, you know,
I should have an award ceremony,
do
right?
Do an actual award at the end of the year.
You should. I'm not sure what that's
really
going to be, but I think I will.
Well, you have to make up your own. You have to make up either draw one or something like that, make up a little statue and say here.
It's going to be. Maybe I'll have my subs vote on it.
Oh, there you go.
So far, there's one person who's just like, I don't think anybody. It's not that I don't think anybody's going to beat her. I hope. No one beats her.
Yeah.
I mean, she gave her 4-month-old baby to a pedophile.
Ugh.
And there's not, I mean,
terrible.
I would hope there's nothing worse than that.
Yeah, I would hope not either.
Agreed.
Connie, do you have any other questions?
I think I'm going to pass it over. Do we have questions?
We had questions in the chat room, Bill. Yes.
I've got one from Dawkins here if you want to hear that
one. Sure, go ahead.
Okay. He asked Dawkins Dog in the chat room. He asked, what is your opinion on, is it Elaine de Botton's drive to open, quote, atheist churches?
Well, that goes back to the, like, maybe like the Atheism Plus thing. Why do we need a church?
Yeah.
Why do we need a church? What? Really? Are you fucking kidding me? What? A church? No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
I don't get it.
I don't
get it at all. Listen, to be an atheist means you don't believe a God exists.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. If you want to have a meeting with other atheists once in a while, okay, cool. But we don't need a church.
Right.
I don't understand that. Why are they doing this? Why are they making it like this? Damn it, they're going to just ruin it for the rest of us.
Exactly. Exactly.
They are. I mean, seriously. Think about it.
And then Dawkins says he agrees entirely. It's just playing in Christians' hands when they say atheism is a religion.
It is. We've been trying to tell them it's not for how long? And now you just want to make up a church. How stupid. It pisses me off when I am watching somebody else's video or I see in a comment section words like... Christopher Hitchens, our Lord and Savior.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's fucking ridiculous.
That pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
I do not need a Lord and Savior. I don't have a Lord and Savior. Christopher Hitchens, it was a human being.
Right.
Period.
Right. I had a question here. It's from Wise Guy Eddie. He says, question for Robin. Although you're atheist, do you ever have spiritual yearnings?
Oh, good question.
Does Big Red count? Is he spiritual?
Battery operated.
I really don't. I believe in myself. I believe in other human beings. No, I really don't.
Okay.
If anybody's got any questions, type them in now.
Yeah, type them in exactly now.
Before my computer crashes again.
That's right.
That happened to me in another show once before.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the computer.
That I just froze out like that, and I just had to turn my computer off completely, and then turn it back on. And
back. I'm going to play devil's advocate about this church atheist church thing. Yep. I remember that Sky's the Limit had a thing about this, and he just asked the question. It seems like it's more something that people who were really involved in church, they missed that community, they missed the music, and some of the ceremony, some of the feeling that you got from a really good church with, you know, like good potlucks, I guess, and things
right,
like that.
Right, right, right. Just a funny thought just ran through my head,
exactly,
and I almost just laughed my ass off.
You know, it sends the wrong message to atheists, because, you know, to believers, because they say, yeah, you, atheism is just a religion. I'm going, well, there's no way that I would sign up for this again.
Right.
You know, it's, but I think that's what, I know I had a kind of a lonely feeling for a while, which was what was really great about finding other atheists here on YouTube for me, mm-hmm. when I deconverted.
I agree with you on that because, like I said, I live in the Bible Belt, and I personally do not know. I don't know another atheist. I seriously don't know another atheist here. So me getting onto YouTube and finding this community was awesome, but I don't think we need to make a church out of it.
Right.
I just think it's a ridiculous idea.
Now, we got another question from the chat room here. Wise Guy, he says, does it ever get tiresome arguing with people that never read the Bible critically or never ever read the Bible critically?
Never ever read the Bible critically?
Yes.
Probably never ever read the Bible, period.
Yes. Oh, I get a lot of that, too. They claim, I believe in the Bible. Have you read it? No.
Exactly. Especially the Old Testament part, they don't seem to ever read that part. And yes, I do get tired of I have gotten tired of arguing with Christian people, with religious people. I think, and I'm going to tell you that P.W. Swivel and I have had this conversation many times. It's a waste of time. We are not accomplishing anything. And we need to focus on keeping them out of our laws.
Oh, yes.
Keeping them out of our schools and out of the education system, because they want to teach craziness to our children. And that's what we need to start focusing on, not these little one-on-one arguments that we have with these people all the time. Now, listen, I'm never going to stop arguing for people's rights, like for gay marriage or rights for women, for anyone. I'm not going to stop arguing for that. But to me, that's got nothing to do with being an atheist.
Oh, yeah. I agree with you about keeping religion out of the school. There was a little community. They were teaching different religions. Uh-huh. And they said that these pillars of Islam outside the classroom. Now, if it had said the Old Testament or something, no one would have said jack shit, but because they had the pillars of Islam, they said, "Oh, they're trying to indoctrinate our children with religion of somebody else's religion." It's like, no, it was a religion. It was a class for project for everybody, not just them. But the Christian right just goes, "Oh my God, there's other religions." No, you're just like, we can't have that. You know what? That's one of the reasons why I just hate religion altogether. It just divides everybody.
They hate each other.
Yeah.
They can't even agree on anything. I was watching a video once that I commented on about, it was a teacher, I think in Texas. And of course, when you say the word Texas, you're like, oh, pull my hair out.
Yes.
But she was, she had, I think, the girls wearing saris or something. It was like a civics class. It was like a history class or something like that. It really had nothing to do with the actual religion part. It was just about Muslim people.
Mm-hmm.
And, the families were up in arms. It was like, let's massacre this woman because she's trying to teach children about another culture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't that what education is for?
No, we're supposed to
She's
keep them in the dark.
She's not trying to teach them about the religion. She's trying to teach them about the culture, because I'm sure in that neighborhood, in that school, there's at least one kid that goes to school with something on that's different than everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, come on. That is what school is for.
Exactly. That's we're supposed to be learning about each other. I mean, if we don't want to learn about each other, then why do we have history class? Why do we have social studies? Because
exactly.
It's the whole idea between history and social studies is because we're trying to learn from the past, and the social studies learn from the present and learn about the people around us. Now, if we go into life ignorant and we don't know anything about anybody else, then there's going to be problems. And they don't understand why they don't understand this.
You know, they want to change history books. They want to change science books to teach creation along with what's actual science.
Right.
We cannot allow that to happen.
No, you're right.
We're going to be raising a bunch of ignorant morons.
Yeah.
We cannot allow it to happen.
They're pushing us back.
If you taught a child evolution and the Big Bang and separately taught them creation with no parental interference from a religious parent or whatever, with no parental interference whatsoever, the kid would pick the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
The kid would not pick creation. Kids are too smart for that.
Exactly.
They would not pick creation.
Yeah, and they're afraid that if a child chooses something else other than, oh, Adam and Eve and the rib woman and the snake and or the reptile or the golden fruit from the tree of
right.
knowledge and everything, you know, then we just can't have that because we want to make sure we can't be proven wrong. So we make sure that these children, these little people, believe the same shit we did and go into life going, oh, there's a snake and there's talks. And who fucking
right.
believes a fucking snake's talk? Show me a snake that talks other than goes yeah. hiss, hiss. You know?
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, they cannot give up Adam and Eve. If they give up Adam and Eve, they have to give it all up.
Mm-hmm.
They can't give up the original sin of Adam and Eve
mm-hmm.
because then there's no need for Jesus Christ and they would have to give up everything they believed in.
Right, exactly. Do you get another question from the chat room? Joe Unseen, he's one of our other hosts here on the show. He says, what do you think of the Jesus mysticism?
I don't understand what he means by that. Sorry.
The myth of Jesus. What do you think of the myth of Jesus? I mean, man, myth, legend?
There could have been a man named Jesus back then
mm-hmm.
who ran around thinking that he was the son of God.
Mm-hmm.
And if people do that nowadays, we put them in a hospital.
So
I don't,
back then, yeah, they just stole the shit out of them.
I don't give that kind of shit much thought, to tell you the truth. Like I said, there could have been a... I mean, there are people who try to do great things now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there was a guy back then trying to get everybody to get along or whatever. You know, maybe there was a guy named Jesus back then, but the Son of God?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I don't believe in God, then I don't believe there's a Son of God, so.
Exactly.
You know?
We had a kind of a fun question here. The real Paul Marshall in the chat room, uh-huh. he goes, got your glasses on?
Yes, I do, Paul. And are you the real Paul Marshall? Are you the fake Paul Marshall?
Did we have any other questions from the chat room? Joe Watts says, now lower your glasses and slowly and tell me to look the old late fees on my books.
Woo-wee.
Joe, you scamp, you.
You bunch of fucking freaks.
Yes, we are. We enjoy every minute of it.
You know what's funny? Nobody's asked me about Big Red. What's going on?
I don't know.
What kind of people are in your damn chat room? Shit.
Oh, that's right. That was before the show.
That was before the show.
That was talking about before the show. That's right.
Aw.
Come on now.
Sorry.
He's sleeping. It's all right.
Yes. All right. Well, then, if there are no other questions here, Robin, I want to thank you again for coming and joining us here on the show. And we'll try to get you back here again as soon as we possibly can. Of course, you know, you're welcome
Absolutely.
To come back and come and visit us in the chat room during the regular shows. And you know the time and channel. So you're welcome to come and join us. But
I will. Thank you so much. I had fun.
Oh, great. Thank you very much. All right. Before we get out of here, we're going to tell you how to get in contact with us, and we know you want to contact us. And if you feel so inclined, go over to patreon.com/packetpokesat, and please feel free to donate $1, $2, something like that. And if you feel so generous and you want to donate $50, you can get a free hat. I'm only giving away 5. Free hat. If you donate $100, you get a free shirt, T-shirt. It has Packard Pokes at logo on there. If you donate $200, you get a free hoodie. And I'm only giving away 5 of those. So if go to patreon.com/PackardPokesAt and please help support the show. But in the meantime, if you want to contact us, we're going to give you all the information right now.
Would you like to contact us? Your host, Packard Sonic, and his very honored and crazy co-host, with occasional guest hosts, enjoy your comments or suggestions. You can reach us 28 hours a day, 8 days a week, on A Can on a String, Smoke Signals, Star Trek Communicator. Those may not work, but you can contact us on Twitter as PackardPokesAt, and by email at PackardPokesAt@gmail.com. You can also listen and join in the conversation live Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time on faunlive.tv/PackardPokesAt. You can find past shows on iTunes, YouTube, Mixlr Radio, and Stitcher Radio. Help us out by rating, commenting, subscribing, retweeting, and reposting the show wherever you can. Click the like button on Facebook/PackardPokesAt to join in the conversation. Would you like to help keep the show running and pick up some awesome Packard Pokesat merchandise? Visit cafepress.com/PackardPokesat today and buy hats, shirts, or one of over 300 other items that are also available. Visit PackardPokesat.wordpress.com for links to the news articles covered tonight and more information on this or other episodes. We hope you enjoy the show. Thanks for listening and your support.
And thank you, Joe. Even though he's not here, he still does manage to get that in there. I think he does it by telekinesis or something. The way the show is running tonight, I think the whole goddamn computer's running on telekinesis.
Sounds like it.
It's reading our minds.
It is. Ooh, it's an MRI machine.
Yeah, it's an MRI, yes. But all right, well, I want to thank everybody for coming, and we'll be back next week, next Friday, same Packard time, same Packard channel. And Robin, thank you again for joining us here on the show. And again, you're welcome to come and join us anytime in the chat room, or you know, we'll try to get you back on the show again sometime in the future. But for now, you're very welcome. And thank you everybody else for coming. This is, and enjoying the show and getting through our little technical glitches as we often do have around here. So if you haven't come to the live show, you're missing out on a lot of extra content you don't normally see or hear on the after the cleaned up versions. But anyway, with that, we're going to get out of here. This has been Packard Pokesat. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.
Hey, kids. It's time to talk about your favorite subject. Yay! Contradictions in the Bible. Where did Jesus go after feeding the 5,000? According to Mark 6:53, it says, "When they had crossed over, they landed at Gennesaret and anchored there." But according to John 6:24-25, it says, "Once the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and went to Capernaum in search of Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, 'Rabbi, when did you get here?'" In Mark, it said Jesus and the disciples went to Gennesaret. But in John, it says Jesus and the disciples went to Capernaum. Did you like that, kids?
Yay!
Want to hear more?
Yay!
Sorry, but you'll have to wait till next week.